Hello.
Hello, we are conducting a survey in Georgia to help us better understand what is most important to people across some topics. Your participation is very important to the success of this research. When thinking about the direction in which the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Unsatisfied.
And that is somewhat satisfied or very satisfied?
Somewhat.
Okay. And when thinking about the issues that are most important to you, how important would you say each of these issues is to you? Using a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means it is not an important issue to you, and a 10 means it's a very important issue to you. The first one is jobs and wages.
10.
Crime and violence.
10.
Reproductive freedom.
10.
Healthcare?
10.
Abortion rights?
10.
Immigration?
10.
Inflation and the cost of living?
10.
Criminal justice reform?
Ten.
Voting rights?
10.
Democracy?
Who?
Democracy?
10.
Climate change?
9.
K-12 education.
10.
Racism and discrimination.
It's important, but that's about 9, maybe. 8 or 9.
Okay. And last one is student loan debt.
10.
Okay, thank you. So, as you may know, there will be an election for president, U.S. Congress, state and local offices in 2024. I know it's a long way off, and sometimes something comes up that prevents people from voting. But as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the 2024 November election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not likely to vote at all, and 10 means you're extremely likely to vote?
10.
What is your race? Here are the options: white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, some other race. Please specify.
African American.
Okay, and do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay, and what is the year of your birth?
1967.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed, or the highest degree you have received?
Bachelor's degree.
I'm sorry?
Bachelor's degree.
Thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matter to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10. whereas zero means your vote has no power at all, and a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you.
10.
And how much power do you feel that the black community has to make change on issues that matter most to your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means the black community has no power at all, and a 10 means that the black community has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to their community.
8.
Okay, now, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is Tim Walz.
And what was the question again?
Yeah, it says, please rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, and issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 5 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please indicate that. The first one is Tim Walz.
7.
All right, the next one says John Ossoff.
7.
J.D. Vance.
Never heard of him.
Raphael Warnock.
7.
Andre Dickens.
8.
Brad Raffensperger.
7.
Leslie Brian Kemp.
5.
Okay, thank you. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Kamala Harris, Donald Trump, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Cornel West, Jill Stein. Undecided, I do not plan to vote.
Kamala Harris.
I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your House representative? The Democratic candidate or the Republican candidate?
Democratic.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Jorgensen, Howie Hawkins, other did not vote for president.
Joe Biden.
And thinking back to the last 4 years, would you say that your life has gotten much worse, stayed the same, better, or much better?
Stayed the same.
Some people say that no matter who people vote for, it won't make a difference to what happens. Others say that who people vote for can make a big difference to what happens. In your mind, does voting make no difference, a small difference, a moderate difference, or a big difference?
A a big difference.
I'm sorry?
Big difference.
So just to confirm, you said voting makes a big difference, right?
Yes.
All right, so below is a list of some people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress. A 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. The first one is Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
I'm sorry, what was the choices again? I mean, what was the question?
Yeah, the question is, below is a list of people and events that could have prevented the progress you thought should have happened by now. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each person or event prevented the progress you wanted to see in this country from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you believe that the person or event certainly prevented progress, a 5 means you're not sure, and a 0 means you believe that the person or event certainly did not prevent progress. You may choose any number from 0 to 10. So the first one says, Democrats in the Georgia General Assembly.
7.
The next one, your local mayor.
7.
Democrats in the U.S. Congress.
7.
Black voters.
7.
Vice President Harris.
8.
COVID-19 recovery.
7.
Okay, thank you. And below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate... I'm sorry?
I didn't say anything. I'm listening.
Okay. Yeah, below is a list of some policies, developments, and statements that have an impact on many black people's lives. After each one, please indicate how much you believe that each one would motivate you or people in your network to vote from 0 to 10. Where 10
I'm sorry, I have to answer my other line. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Are you out of the
house? Hold on, my son is calling me. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to hang up. I got to answer the other line.
Okay, can I call you back later, maybe? Can you hear me? Are you still with me?